that's the back family, that's what we had, we'd make every year, want to put up. Now they put them up in buckets, you know.
Talking about molasses, is there anything similar to molasses that you know of called something different?
Nothing but honey, something like that. There's all kind of syrup, you know.
Well, now, is syrup and molasses the same thing?
No.
What's the difference?
Sorghum, molasses is made out of sorghum, and syrup's made out of sugar cane.
One taste any better than the other?
Yeah, got all kind of taste to it.
What do you like?
I like sorghum. Otherwise, I still get a bucket. I bought, there's a man out there 70-something-year-old. I used to buy molasses, me and daddy. He'd keep me 5 or 6 gallons of the best molasses he made. He'd make them all over the country. And he'd keep me 5 or 6 gallons, and he'd call, if he couldn't get hold of me, send me word. If he didn't, he'd write me a card. There wasn't no telephone, nothing, you know. I'd go get molasses. Well, his boy lived out of Hebron, and he always done that way after his daddy passed away. And God willing, there ain't nobody raising none, but he still makes one or two patches a little bit around the world. Well, I'm gonna get a bucket of that molasses, no matter what happens. If Mandarin gets two buckets, he's going to see it, I get one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I talked to a man down in Geneva, Alabama, who made his own syrup.
Syrup, yeah.
Stuff is good.
Oh, man, ain't nothing beat that side of my life. In my book, good. Now you take that old fire stuff and the gun, not good. It ain't fitting for nothing. But good molasses, they're fine.
What about if you were trying to pour some molasses from a bucket into a small mouth bottle? What would you use to keep from pouring it all over the place?
Well, you'd have to have a funnel.
What about, you probably saw some of these before people had cars around here much, you know, to get from place to place, you drive with the horses.
Wobegon.
What?
Wobegon.
What is that?
That's a Hoover cart.
A Hoover cart?
Yeah.
What sort of
that's a front end of an automobile and hook a mule to it, put your ass to it. You ever hear of a Hoover cart?
No.
A Hoover cart?
No. Why do you call it that?
Hoover. See, Hoover's a man that was in the depression car.
Yeah.
And they called Hoover cars and Hoover guys.
That's a new one on me.
I thought you used to back in Alabama. You know there's bound to have been some mules. Wouldn't hear that, but your daddy should have known.
I think I've seen them. It's got regular, some of them have regular automobile tires on them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of them did. Some of them might be flat, but we'd ride a mule, drive around a mule that way.
Yeah. Let's say if you were driving a buggy, what would be the thing you'd use, you know, to make your horse go faster? Crack around
the
ears.
Yeah, that's a whoop, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Buggy whoop. That was a buggy whip. Not like a whip, but a buggy whip. You know, it's different than them.
What about if you were buying something at the store, what would the grocer put it in so that you could take it home?
You'd post it be a bag now.
What is that usually made out of?
Paper.